House Bill 1124, an act to restrict the transfer of certain appropriated money and to provide for the distribution of certain appropriated money.
House Bill 1124, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any comments? Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, you'll see that this has been amended in Appropriations Committee. I fully support the amendments and urge the members of the body to support House Bill 1124. And with that, I would yield to Representative, the Chairman of the Appropriations Committee, Mitch Richter.
Thank you, Representative Brown. The Speaker recognizes Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I thank Representative Brown for allowing me to hoghouse his bill with ideas that really came from really everybody in this body. Representative McCulley had worked on this quite a bit. Representative Schmidt had come up with some of the ideas for the criteria, and other members of the body have certainly contributed to this, so this is really a group effort by everyone. But what 1124 does now is set up a teacher enhancement program, education enhancement program, that can go back to school districts with money that frankly is yet to be found. But we still have several days during this session to do that. We're working through the budgetary process, and it's my hope that maybe we can find around $3 million or about $23 per student to send back to districts on an ADM level for them to create their own teacher enhancement program. Section 4 of the bill basically sets up their criteria by which they really will, the broad guidelines by which they should use, one being only 40% of the faculty would be eligible in any given school year. They can't use this money to supplant the existing salaries, that it is for education enhancement, and that really this is local control. The school district will set up a committee or panel to come up with the awards on this particular program that would be approved by DECA. I would think in smaller communities, those should include teachers, administrators, community members, citizens at large, that will come up with the criteria and necessary controls to reward teachers and education officials in this area. I think we've talked about many programs over the last couple of years that would qualify for this. You could, I think, set up a mentor. If you had a mentor teacher that was particularly helpful, that could be one person. DDN or technology people perhaps could be another. People that are teachers that are just doing and going above and beyond in other areas other than teaching could certainly be part of this program. So I think it really leaves it up to local control, and we talk about local control all the time here, about leave it to the locals. They know best, and I think this bill certainly does that. It's really a bipartisan effort. I hope to help come back with you later and tell you we found the money, which we will put in the DECA budget, and direct them to use it for this program. I'd like to keep the bill moving to the Senate side, and as we go through, we still have got another 12 days left in session to come up with some money, and I'd urge you to vote for 1124.
Further remarks, Representative Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and I appreciate Representative Richter's comments and Representative Brown. As the chair of the subcommittee on criteria, I do want to extend my appreciation to Representative Junkie, Koistra, Van Norman, and Wick, also, who helped craft some of the foundation, if you will, of this bill. We've come here knowing that we're in a deficit spending mode, and we'd all like to do as much as we possibly can in the education arena. But we do have the difficulties of finding the money this time. I think this bill looks to some of the things that we've tried to stress in the legislature for teacher mentors, master teachers, teaching on the DDN. It allows local people to set up those opportunities. In additionally, we've looked at what's coming, what we think is coming down the pike on federal legislation from the Secondary and Elementary Education Act in Washington. We've tried to capitalize on that by our intent is to look on the emphasis in technology from the federal government, teacher quality, teacher incentives, which we see coming down, and testing and student performance. Much of this we've already got in place through wiring and technology and the investment in education we've already made. But I think this is an excellent way to look at improving the education system in South Dakota, and I would thank everybody for working on the committees, and I would urge the body to support House Bill 1124.
Further remarks, Representative Gary Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I have a question of the sponsor?
State your question, sir.
Representative Richter, can this money be used by a school district and spread over all the teachers if the committee so sees fit?
Representative Richter, do you care to answer the question, sir?
Yes, I would. And no, it would only be for 40% of the teachers. And the reason we did that was in a small school where maybe you only have 12 or 14 teachers to take. Originally, I thought it was 25%. And talking with some other education lobbyists, they suggested a number of 40. Rather than just divide it between, take all of the money and divide it amongst all of the teachers, it's really not an enhancement program then. So 40% was the number we came up with, and so no, you would not be able to.
Representative Hansen, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Koister.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise in opposition of House Bill 1124. Representative Richter says that there's some work to be done on it, but I tell you, there's some other vehicles, and we're going to have to discuss one today, and that's House Bill 1111. And are all teachers involved in it? No. There's some discrimination involved in here. You're going to look at the number of teachers that can involve in each school district. You're going to discriminate some of those that have those fund balances. And a number of these enhancement programs, call them master teachers or loan programs, etc., not everyone is for that. I can tell you as an educator myself here that the majority of the teachers in the state of South Dakota, they do not want this program this year. The majority of schools in the state of South Dakota do not want the program this year. And I can tell you the majority of the taxpayers do not want that this year. They have merit to these programs, there's no question. But when we're talking about budget shortfalls, how can we act responsible? We have other programs, and I would suggest there's another vehicle that's coming up where we can put the money, put it back to the school districts, so all teachers will benefit, all school programs. And when that House bill comes up, 1111, I will notify the body. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise also in opposition to this bill. I think Representative Koister hit the nail on the head. You know, we're looking at $11 million, if I'm not mistaken, to balance out this year's budget, probably $35 million of reserve funds for next year's budget. And what in the world are we doing looking at new programs? We should be taking care of what we got and not worry about adding new programs on. I just think we should try to fund what we should be doing. And this is, it's a great, I'm not saying it isn't a great program, but it's kind of a frill when you don't have the money.
Further remarks, Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be brief in my comments because we do have a long calendar today. But I hope that the body would join me in voting for House Bill 1124 and keeping this issue alive. In the last 6 years, we have debated long and hard about how we go about creating a quality education system for our students here in South Dakota. Now, two things have happened in this last year. One, President Bush, in a bipartisan effort, has passed a massive comprehensive educational reform plan, which we know is going to be bringing several million dollars into the state of South Dakota. So we may very well have a funding source available within the next several months. But secondly, we need to start looking at how we can be innovative, how we can reach out to our very best teachers to encourage them not only to stay in school, to stay teaching, to stay in South Dakota, but also I think this will help to encourage young people to go into the educational profession and also be teachers in South Dakota. We need to be creative, we need to be innovative, and we need to start today. I hope you can join me in keeping this bill alive. It's an exciting concept. Yes, there are still things to be worked out, but we've still got about a third of our session left to go. Let's don't kill it today. Let's keep it going, and let's see if we can't get something done this year.
Further remarks, Representative Davis.
Mr. Speaker and members of the body, I rise in opposition to this bill. I agree with Representative Peterson. We need to be innovative. We need to use our imagination. We need to look at funding. But we need to look at funding for education. I have not talked to one teacher out there on the street who wants to become competitive with the other teachers. They want that money to come back to fund their schools and educate their kids and keep the schools going and not having them go broke. I want to just use a term that the Secretary of Education used many times when we talked about funding in education this year. Not this year.
Further remarks on House Bill 1124, Representative Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to make a couple notes here. I think, you know, the objective of the bill is, if we think about the bottom line here, we're looking to help education, enhance education on those lines. I would just like to say about some of the programs that would possibly be worked out here, mentoring or more technology, DDN network, maybe some creative public-private partnership. I would argue that these could help each and every school. This would be a choice of the school if they wanted to participate in this. And from the money side of it, I look at ways that we're looking at right now where we're going to find money within the system already to pay for this. I would please ask your support of this. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Van Gerpen.
Mr. Speaker, members of this House, with all due respect to my friend Representative Richter, I stand today with a great concern for the future of education in this great state. At the current time, we can be very proud as legislators and educators that in the United States of America, South Dakota ranks number 2 with the highest graduation rate in the country. The second highest graduation rate of our high school students in the United States. This bill today goes far beyond what you're thinking in terms of rewarding some teachers, which I'll call the top 40. Because we're creating two class systems now, we're going to have the top 40 and the other 60. The top 40 and the other 60. What we're talking about today is changing the culture of education in South Dakota. At the present time, education in this state is a team effort. It's the academic instructor, it's the music teacher, it's the counselor, it's the debate coach, it's the special ed teacher, and probably most of all, and most importantly, it's the parent. It's a team effort. And that's why we can boast today of the high graduation rate in our state. Now we want to change and create a class system in education in South Dakota. The top 40 and the bottom 60. We pass this kind of legislation up here. What kind of a message does that send to the bottom 60 of the teachers out in the state of South Dakota who are working just as hard as the top 40 who will be selected for this bonus? If we've got a problem with some bad teachers in South Dakota, then let's give the education boards and the superintendents the tools to get rid of them. It was mentioned earlier that we're losing teachers to out of state, and this might be a way to keep teachers in state. This might be a way to retain, a way to recruit. Let me tell you that as we stand up here and we discuss the issues of a bonus for 40% of our teachers in our school systems, school boards and principals are in the office with teachers, and they're laying them off all across the state of South Dakota, laying them teachers off because the money isn't there to fund the education programs that our schools want to promote. The second problem with this approach is this, and that is the selection process. The process of selection. Will we use the students, and they'll probably vote for the most popular teacher? We can use the peer group, and they'll make a deal that you vote for me this year, I'll vote for you next year. We can use the administration to do the selection, and we have the selections made on the 8th tee of the golf course, which gets done. But my greatest fear, people, is this. We're going to set up our schools for potential lawsuits. Because here's what could very possibly happen with the top 40 plan. The present time in the Air National Guard, our leaders doing everything they can to determine what the number and the different classes of minorities that we have in the Guard, the numbers of males and the numbers of females. Now, if that kind of concept drifts into awarding these bonuses to the top 40, we're going to find ourselves being investigated to see if we've met the minority criteria. Have we matched the right number of teachers who got the bonus with a similar comparable amount of minorities in the community? Is the proper selection of male-female, has that ratio, that criteria been met? We set up our schools for possible lawsuits if we enact this kind of legislation. Three things, and the last is the one that bothers me as well, and that is create an environment of injustice. I've been in the military. I've seen promotions program. They're not fair. I've worked in state government. I've seen people elevated while others sat behind. It's almost impossible to make this a fair program. And ladies and gentlemen, when you and I, day after day in this session, put our hand over our heart, and we look at that flag, we end with that commitment, justice for all. It doesn't say the top 40. It says for all. I am gravely concerned about those people today who are being laid off while we sit up here in Pierre and pass legislation to create a new class, the top 40. I urge you to resist this bill.
Further remarks, Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, there isn't any way I can follow up that much impassioned speech, but I can ask you to look at the logic of this bill and that it truly does have team effort. As a legislator and as a school board member for 6 years, I see this bill as providing what both sides have been asking for, local control and especially dollars through the ADM, and also accountability and teacher incentives. And as you see on page 2, line 10, it also involves members of the community, the teachers, and the administrators. And what's most important about that is members of the community. This actually is the first bill that I've seen that actually involves local taxpayers in the decision making. I think that's an excellent component of this bill. I think it's excellent to put the dollars back through the ADM, and it sets us up for the future to put dollars back to the schools through the ADM the way it should be. I urge your support. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise again in support of House Bill 1124. We have to stay focused here again. This is crossover day. We've had a bipartisan committee that worked on criteria that brought together some great ideas. We've had discussions about how this can enhance the quality of education in South Dakota. We need to get this bill over to the Senate. We'll have opportunities to work on individual refinements. The sky has not fallen here. There have been many of us who have worked hard to try to tweak the existing school aid formula, do some positive things for K-12 education. This is not the time to be killing a vehicle that can help us enhance quality education in South Dakota. We can argue over the details. The details are not set yet. Let's keep our eye on the ball. All of the emotion to the side, the fact of the matter is we're in a process which gives us an additional 2 weeks. Let's support this bill, get it to the Senate, fight out the details when we know what we're really fighting about. Let's not kill the vehicle that's going to keep our hopes for quality education alive. I urge you to support House Bill 1124 as amended.
Further remarks, Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I will make this short. Representative Koister and Representative Flowers, I see your name on House Bill 1096, which raises the state aid to education, and it had about a $10 million hit on that. That's a heck of a lot less than what I'm asking for here, and we don't have any money in mind. You are asking for $10 million that we don't have in this year's budget. That's outside of the budget that you were asking for. Representative Koister, I had asked to see your poll on those 9,000 teachers, the 176 school districts that you say you have a majority of that are against this. I'd like to see that because I don't think you've talked to every one of those teachers. If you have it, I'd like to see it. I'd urge you to vote for House Bill 1124.
Further remarks, Representative Bill Peterson.
I call the question.
Is there a second? All those in favor of calling the previous question signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Question before the House of Representatives, therefore, is final passage of House Bill 1124. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1124. Although most of you have found out this to be true, apparently there's some ice cream in the Speaker's lobby on behalf of Northern Border Pipeline. If you need some sugar, go and get it. And also, on behalf of Representative Hunoff and Representative me, Matt Michaels, we'd like to welcome people from the great city of Yankton, the county of Yankton. Today is Yankton Day, and they left you gifts of sustenance. If you'd please rise and welcome to your state capitol.
Representatives Derby and Tom Hansen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 41, nays 28, excused 1.
House Bill 1124, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.